Yo, what's up? It's your boy, Beachy So Crazy. I just got finished my interview with the fabulous, wild, crazy Hollywood Unlocked, Uncensored. Yeah, the experience was pretty dope. Miss Melissa. Them eyes. Jason, dope, pretty straightforward and too over the top for me, but it's okay. Jabani, cool dude. I messed with him. Shout out to everybody over there. Thanks for having me.
What up, everybody? This is Jason Lee, and this is Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored.
And I'm Melissa Ford, a.k.a. The Curve Queen.
It's your boy, Giovanni Watson.
Hold on. Listen, we are in our fabulous new space, and we thank you for all of your feedback. Clearly, you see Melissa Ford has switched chairs with Gio because we're reading your comments, and we care what you think. But yes, you motherfuckers need to be a little nicer because y'all acting like me out here.
Well, we appreciate you guys for loving the new set. It's going to take some adjusting to get used to, but get used to.
And you're fighting for us to get on television. People, do you know how much work has to be done? One, we have to get adjusted to shooting and shit like this. Two, we have to stop saying shit like this. And three, you guys have to be a lot more cooperative, collaborative, and positive. Yeah. Our commenters, you know, the thing I like about you guys, I always tell people, if you're a musician, you teach people how to listen to music. I teach people how to be messy. But you guys can't turn around what I teach you and use it on us because we got feelings too. Shit.
That's true, goddammit. And you know what? Everybody that's talking about my red hair, once again, it's for a film.
I saw that you went on YouTube and you left comments about your hair. No, you need to take the hair off.
I'm not taking it off because I didn't do my hair this morning.
Listen, people, you guys never let me down. The fact that you went on our YouTube and attacked Gio, I ain't seen Gio Army hashtag in the last two shows. Y'all done told this tampon head ass nigga that red shit, you know, and they say
it better be for a role.
Because they didn't get it because the way we released the shows, yeah, that it's for a role. So they think you're coming out. And I mean, it is Pride Month, so shout out to all my fellow homosexuals out there.
Oh my God, we're not going there. Once again, this is for a role. For a film that I play.
That you won't tell us anything about.
I said 187 Compton.
Oh, right.
I play a high-powered blood.
Is this like the McDonald's version of Don't Drink Your Juice in the Hood? Are you like the black Ronald McDonald?
The color that it looks like.
Y'all trying to roast?
No.
Y'all trying to roast this morning?
No, I didn't say nothing about you having one cheeseburger too many. But listen, here we are.
Says the kettle that calls the kettle to cook the kettle on the pot.
Please, I'm juicing until I pass out. So have 911 on speed dial. All right, so here we are back. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. Listen, share, and tell your dying grandmother to make it her last wish that we get the will money because we need funding. Okay. All right. So this is where we get into what we've been doing, and I'm so sick of Melissa. Let me first tell you that when Melissa moved back from New York, what I used to tell her, because, you know, she had that fucking Android. Her phone was like from the 1930s. I used to say to her, we live in the world of content. We live in the world of content. You have to have good content. And she didn't listen to me. But now she's clearly got the memo because she is gallivanting around the goddamn globe and her Instagram is fucking popping with content.
Thanks.
So whoever's on vacation with her, send her a fucking bill.
You know, I just asked the waiter to take pictures of me and
they're actually really good. I did go to your Instagram the other day. I was like, this is actually really good.
I appreciate that. I've had a really good time. I just got back from Barcelona.
How was that? Was it nice?
Barcelona is really, really nice.
Really?
Yeah. It's
because the weather didn't look good like Bali at first.
Look gloomy.
No, it's totally different. I mean, Bali is like really tropical and really, really, really hot. Like it was like about 100 degrees every single day, 105 with the humidity. I don't even know. And I'm surprised I didn't get malaria because I didn't take malaria pills before I got there.
What the hell is malaria?
It's
some shit that'll fuck you up.
Yeah, it's like a disease you can get from mosquitoes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You have to sleep in like nets.
Yeah, and I didn't have
a
net.
In Spain, you have to sleep in nets?
No.
This is in Bali.
Yeah, this is in Bali. So Spain was, it's like a coastal city, but it's like more, you know, the architecture is why you go there. So it's like a city that you like do a lot of walking around and sightseeing and stuff like that. It was nice. It was a lot of really attractive people. God.
So I've accepted that I am aging. I've accepted it. And after I leave here, I leave the sunny city of Los Angeles in 14 days for season 12 of Wildin' Out in Atlanta. Ugh. But I have set a goal for myself. When I get back, I am leaving. Every week after we do the show, I'm going on a trip.
Atlanta's hot as balls. Just prepare yourself.
But I'm literally
like humidity hot as balls.
This is going to be my schedule in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Air conditioning.
Hollywood. I mean, a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Air conditioned vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Set.
Mm-hmm.
air-conditioned set, mm-hmm. stage, back in the car, back to my hotel. That's mm-hmm. it. Because you really don't have enough time. There's 26 episodes this season in 10 days.
You mm-hmm. definitely can't wear that goddamn velour suit out there.
No, of course not, but that's okay. Listen, I woke up this morning not knowing what I wanted to wear because I really wanted to wear these brand-new Balenciaga shoes that I got.
Them shits is huge.
And they're expensive, and they're beautiful.
They are, but them shits is huge.
If I wanted to go and work in an old folks home, I would already have the shoes.
Them shits is prescription.
That's okay. You stop talking about what's huge over here, okay? Because, you know... Whatever. But anyway, yeah, so I've said to myself after looking at your photos, I'm going to start taking trips every week. After the show Thursday, I'm out. Dubai, out. Singapore, out.
Okay, so you got a goddamn budget.
You know, it doesn't cost a lot to travel. We have a sponsorship with United, so we're able to fly around the world.
Exactly. I would say the time zone change is what will really do you in.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I went from, Bali is 17 and a half hours ahead of LA.
What the fuck?
And then I jumped from Bali to Sydney, and Sydney's 15 hours
Sydney
ahead.
Sydney fucked me up.
Oh. Yeah.
Because you're a whole other day ahead.
Yeah.
When I got there, I had skipped a day. I wanted that day back.
Yeah. Well, Bali was worse because it was 17 and a half hours ahead. So then I came back here, and then I went to Barcelona, which is 9 hours ahead. So I feel like Barcelona kind of righted out my circadian rhythm.
So for people who are listening who haven't traveled outside of the circumference of their home, mm-hmm. What does Spain give you?
A lot of fine ass men, so you'd really like it.
Really?
It's culture, food, wine. Mm. You know, somebody asked me, just about my travels and why. A lot of people asked me why I was traveling. Who asks that question of why? Mm. YOLO, you only live once.
Well, that goes back to when people ask me about Hollywood, like, how did you do it? Talent, nigga, hard work, determination. Yeah.
And fluffing.
Just do it.
And what?
I said, and fluffing. No, I'm just playing.
I don't fluff.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so.
I've never accepted money for sucking dick, so ain't going to start that today.
Okay, well.
Sorry.
Back to you, Melissa.
It's okay. So a lot of people ask me why. I was like, well, why not? Like, I really like to, see the world. I like to experience other people's cultures. Mm-hmm. And the best way that you can experience other people's cultures is by eating the food.
Yeah.
Finding out what they consider to be delicacies. Uh-huh. Might be something that scares the shit out of you. But hey, why not? YOLO, you only live once. Where am I going next? I'm going to be snowboarding in New Zealand in like August.
Are you going with Nick?
I'm going to go to Nick. Yeah, stay
well,
in Nick's ski lodge.
I'll be there.
Wait, they have a ski lodge in New Zealand?
He has a ski lodge in New Zealand, two in Australia, and two in Japan. Yeah. His family owns all.
Well, let me know when you guys go to New Zealand. I'll join.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Gio, what have you been doing?
Nothing much. I didn't celebrate, but I performed at this actress. She's kind of familiar with people. People know her. Denise Lawton's 40th birthday party. It's a house party, 90s party. It was a 90s party that I performed that we recreated the house party scene.
So what has been the response every time you've told somebody went to Denise Lawton's party?
I'm not going there.
This is uncensored.
No,
I'm saying not what was your opinion. What is it everybody
I'm not saying it because she's a sweetheart. She's a good woman. Okay? Anyway, shout out to J.R. Taylor for hooking that up, man. It was a dope party. Everybody was in their car. I didn't know. Kevin, man, she's really loved by a lot of people.
Hey, Carl, what happened to the box you were sending me?
What else did I do?
You were saying Denise Lawton was loved by a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a dope. It was a dope party. I'm sorry. It was dope.
Melissa, have you ever met Denise?
In passing, once or twice.
Oh, my God. She's a sweetheart. She's a sweet woman. I had a great time.
You should check her Twitter page around July or August of 2009 and check back with me and let me know how sweet that motherfucker is.
Oh, my God. I'm not going there. Anyway, what else I've been doing? Oh, still apartment hunting.
Where are you looking? What neighborhood? Come to Beverly Hills.
Like Van Nuys, probably Hollywood area.
Why are you guys so shady this early in the morning?
Oh, you fucking ass.
Take the page out of your motherfucking 48 Laws of Power book.
Damn right.
And what else did I do? Let me finish. Oh, and then I ended up with this fool last night.
Yes, I
had a great time.
Wait, where'd you guys go? Where'd you guys go?
We started off at Star Hookah. You could tell us.
I was at Hollywood Hookah. He was like, where you at? I was like, Hollywood, came to Star, went down to the study. the just support Unplugged, which we're going to be doing Hollywood Unplugged with. Then from there, I said, I'm going to Murano. And Jason was like, let's go. And we went up in there, and Jason, go ahead, finish the rest.
Do you tell the story? It's your story.
We just had, I don't know, man. We just had a great fucking time. And I look up, and the next thing I see is a goddamn parade walking through the club.
Oh, I called Floyd. Floyd came through last night.
Oh, okay. You know, I was just like, wait,
you know,
what?
Because everybody had their little tables last
night.
Yeah, fucking, let me tell you about Hollywood. Those of you that live in rural cities where shit really matters, like rent and who you vote for, because the fucking municipal will shut your shit down. Mm. We don't live by those things. We wake up. This is what we care about. Where are we going to tan? Is the weather at least over 80, which is typical? Where are we going to have drinks? Who we don't
That's
like.
Very important.
Shout out to Denise Lawton. And what year was that?
2009.
And listen, you know, we care about things that don't matter. So last night, everybody had a little table. Everybody had
Everybody thought they was in there doing it.
Most of them were comp bottles. But, you know, my friend was in town, and, you know, he needed a seat to roll his weed up. So I had to find a table for us to do that. And then I figured, you know what? We're going to really stunt a little bit. So I called Champ. He came in. Yeah, the parade shut it down.
Man. And even didn't shout him out. Well, nobody really knew he was in there.
Right.
Nobody knew.
Which
really?
Was good until he left, and then everybody was running after him and yelling his name, and it was annoying. But we made it out of there alive. Okay.
Yeah. I was going to say, how could you miss that he was there?
There was a lot going on. That little club, I think I'm going to have one of my birthday parties there this
shout
year.
Shout out to Supreme Team. I love Milano.
Shout out to Sean and Sam, who own that motherfucker.
Yeah, well, shout out to them, too.
So I just got back from New York City, where I hosted a club, my favorite homosexual club in Dykeman. Called Castro. They booked me.
Castro.
You know, so I posted the flyers, and people were like, oh, you doing bookings now? Let me tell you the serious secret. When I first did Love and Hip Hop, I started getting all these booking requests out the blue.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't do them because they scared me. Because at the same time, people were trying to say, like, we're going to catch you and beat your ass. So I felt like I didn't really buy into being the bad guy. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm not going to fucking Mississippi where they hang people. And no, I'm not going to do that. So I didn't do the bookings. But now I'm doing the bookings. Now that Wildin' Out is coming out, I've hired a few people, and I'm going to get out there and touch the people.
Mm-hmm. You think they really still hanging people in Mississippi?
Yeah, we just wrote a story not too long ago where they hung two guys.
Oh, that's right.
So I'm excited. Wildin' Out is getting ready to air. I went to New York, like I said, and met with a few promoters and hosted the party. But I ended up, so my best friend comes to my hotel, and he says, what do you want to do? I said, I want to go wherever the Dominicans are. So he says, let's go to Dykeman. So we go to La Marina, and there's a fucking party out there called the Pizza Party or something like that, where you pay $50 to get in and you get unlimited pizza. I only had two pieces of pizza. I was saving the rest for you. And but there were so many Dominicans in there. I bought bottles. I got beer. I had my own little area. By the time you looked up, I had like 20 Dominicans at my table.
That does not surprise me at all.
You look Dominican, so you look. Do people think you're Dominican when you're out there?
Then when I told them I was a nigga, they almost had a heart attack. They were like, "No, yes, I'm black."
Yeah, you look. Yes.
It's the toupee. Yeah. The toupee is real Dominicanish.
You look Latin.
And you 40. And you 20.
I'm 32.
Allegedly. All right. Well, listen. We have a really exciting interview coming in now. This is a guy that all of you have seen very close and intimate. I think you've even seen his dick. His name is Michi. He used to date Blac Chyna. He's going to walk in now, and we're going to get down to the bottom of things. No pun intended. We'll be back.
So, let me tell you all about this jet lag. I don't know my ass from my elbow, and that is pretty spectacular. So, thankfully, Brooklinen sent me some sheets because I am spending more than a third of my life in the bed right now, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm actually sleeping. There's no activities going on other than just sleep and drool. So thank God I got sent these sheets by Brooklinen.
But you know, when you spend this much time working and you know, and then finally get to your bed, I never really realized until I got this busy with Hollywood Unlocked how important a comfortable bed is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And sheets, because when I first moved to my apartment, you know, I had somebody helping me put it together. I bought these satin sheets, which, by the way, niggas should never have satin sheets.
No, they are the worst. You will slide right out of that sucker.
Or the person you're trying to hold on to will slide on out. But thanks to Brooklinen, they can't get away anymore.
That's right. Listen, you got to live by that quote. Drake said it best, young love his mama and his bed. So, Brooklinen.
Thank you.
No,
for real. Like, I love sleep. I credit it with why I look so young, because I listen, I'm good for making a bed out of bar stools. I will fall asleep anywhere. I do not care. So Brooklinen has really like hooked me up. They are the fastest growing bedding brand in the world, over 20,000 five-star reviews, which is great. Like amazing. And they've been named the winner of the best online betting category by Good Housekeeping. And Good Housekeeping, great. No. So anyways, my Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on. Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer for you guys. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code UNLOCKED at Brooklinen.com. And Brooklinen is so confident that they offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. That's awesome.
That's amazing.
That's awesome. I mean, like,
the only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code UNLOCKED at Brooklinen.com. That's Brooklinen.com. Promo code UNLOCKED. And we have my favorite YouTube, not YouTube, sorry, wrong site, a Pornhub star, Michi.
Yo, what's up?
AKA Demetrius Harris. So, Michi, I ran into you in Miami. I was at Lario's having lunch I see these guys walking up and it's Michi. And I'm like, oh shit, we about to interview him. Because I wanted to get to you before today. Just to understand a little bit more about who you were before we talk, because I've seen you up close and intimate, of course, like many people listening, but I don't know you, Mm-hmm. Then I saw you in Vegas. I was on the blackjack table, hit that motherfucker for $12,000, so I wasn't going nowhere, but I was trying to link up with you in Vegas, and we didn't. So here we are. Everything that's going to come out today is just going to be for the first time.
Yeah. First time.
So have you ever met Melissa before?
No, I didn't, but she's looking mighty nice right now.
Thank you.
So it's a pleasure to meet you.
I shouldn't look him directly in the eye.
Come on, man. Miss Forehead is a legend. I'm sure she was on your wall coming up. Or the magazine.
Thank you.
Your pages stuck together.
Definitely.
Well, I mean, he's been known to like women with big asses. Melissa and China both have something in common.
Listen. I'm just looking at Melissa right now. I'm not even thinking about nobody else. So,
funny thing, Melissa's biting her tongue. You know, this show is Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored. We say a lot of the things that we want to say. Okay, so you're from Washington, D.C.
Yeah, D.C., okay. Northeast.
Okay, love D.C. It's one of my favorite cities.
Yeah, it's pretty lit. Pretty lit.
I don't like D.C., and the reason why is because every time I'm in D.C., all people talk about is politics at the bars.
Listen, there's no way you can not like D.C.,
I've been told I'm going to find love in the DMV because there are a lot of attractive people in DMV.
A lot of beautiful women in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm gay, so I'm just going to speak for everybody. I'm just going to say people so we can cover everybody.
A lot of good-looking men in D.C.
Well, they're in Virginia in trap houses, but nonetheless, they're out there. So how did you... Okay, because I first came to know you, and I think most of us first came to know who you were when you started to date Black China.
Yeah.
Okay, so just a disclaimer, Rob Kardashian is a good friend of mine. I've known Rob for a long time. Haven't talked to him in a while because, after a lot of different scandals recently, he's kind of gone under a rock. So how did you meet Black China? I mean, I'm sure the story's been told, but for me, I just want to
know.
We don't know.
Well, first off, I want to let everybody know that prior to meeting her, I was myself. You know what I'm saying? I was Michi So Crazy before I met her.
Okay.
I was in a group called 4EY, signed to Universal, E1. Been on tours, BET Awards, We've done all of this stuff prior to meeting her. But me and China, we knew each other from back home. She's from the D.C. area, too. She was cool with my older brother. So I think with BET Weekend, last year, BET Weekend, we both was at the club. She was eyeing me, eyeing her.
He shot his shot.
And so we're like, were you guys looking at each other like, okay, we're going to fucking make a sex tape? Or was it more like... damn, you're pretty cute. I want to get to know you. Or what was it? Like, what was in the air? Like, what did because I walk in the club, I keep trying to say, I was talking about Me Too movement last week. You can't even say hello. You can't even get at a motherfucker the way you used to without somebody saying that is some Me Too bullshit. But my question is, when you saw her, when you saw each other, was it like you both floated over to each other on a cloud of love?
Nah. It was more incognito. What I'm saying? We didn't want to do it. Like, it couldn't be. Publicly, we in a club, you got Migos, you got everybody in the club, know what I'm saying? But she just told me to just slide in her DM. Mm-hmm. That was the deal.
Wait, so she didn't give you her number at the club?
No. We wasn't supposed to be.
Yeah. Did she do like a charade?
It was just supposed to be a good night out.
So was it a good night in later after you slid in her DM or what?
China's a dope girl. She's dope.
Mm-hmm. Oh, listen, I fucked on the first date. That doesn't mean I'm not a dope person. Like,
yeah, people, yeah. I think a lot of people being a little extra hard on her.
Judgmental.
Yeah, a lot of judgment too, extra hard on her. But what do you think? Everybody's done the things that we've seen her done at some point in time. You know what I'm saying? If it's not public, then it's just not public.
Yeah, his nudes are on the line, so.
Why do you think that she receives so much criticism? Like, why do you think that she's just like do you think that she's a target? And if you do, why?
I mean, I feel like anybody with that type of
platform,
fame, yeah, is a target. You know what I'm saying? They're going to target anybody. But, I mean, she's definitely an easy target.
So let me ask you this. So, you know, we all think, you know, just speaking collectively, we all think we know Black China, you know. But what is something that you can tell us about her that you found to be, like, surprising, you know, like she likes cats or something like that?
No, she's a very giving, caring person. She really, you know, and she's a family person.
Okay.
She just wants to be a good mom.
I will say she's nice. Mm-hmm. She's nice. Because I've had some choice words to say about her here. Not in particular for nothing with you, but it's
you always got something to say.
No, but I mean, I said a couple of things that she called me.
No, he's a shrinking violet.
I was actually surprised at how nice she was. She really is a nice girl. So let me ask you. So from the moment where she told you to slide in her DMs, when was it from then to you sliding in her vagina? And I'm just trying to build a timeline, because the thing about our listeners, they're like visual people. They're like, okay, well,
they
like,
are visual.
Was this a whirlwind romance that just took off? Because you seem like a very charming, you're a very charming guy.
I feel like any woman that I'm around in an intimate setting is a wrap. You know,
that's okay.
You know? So it's pretty immediate.
If the vibe is right. You
know? She's so crazy.
If the vibe is right, you know. Vibe is right.
So you knew that at the time when you slid in her DMs. You knew. Did you know at the time that she was going through a very public circumstance with the Kardashian family?
I stay out of that. I ain't got nothing to do with none of that type stuff.
No, I'm saying, like, for example.
I ain't know what she had going on.
Okay.
None of that stuff was pertaining to me.
The reason why I'm asking is because, you know, she's been with a few, you know, she was with you, then she was with Ferrari. Was Ferrari first?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He don't know who was before, he don't know who was after, he don't care.
Okay. Yeah.
So let me tell you what I remember, because people are listening and going to be like, Jason, you better stop acting like you don't know what the fuck was going on. First, I remember there was, I'm looking at Versace across from, there was the Versace robe that was worn by Ferrari. That's where Rob saw the Ferrari robe, the Ferrari in the
Versace
robe, and he became unhinged and allegedly.
Yeah, that was a classic.
Went off and just burnt everything down. Said, fuck it, scorched earth, what you say. Then that kind of faded away because we all could tell that Ferrari just wanted to be famous by being with Black China. You, on the other hand, was a little different. I see you being different than...
No, see, the difference, the thing about me is I don't need to come up off nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm actually a talented individual. You know?
And you were established before.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't nothing like that. I was, when that stuff went down, I actually called her and to see if she was okay. You feel me? It wasn't, I'm not looking for a come up. I don't need to come up. I'm great. I'm not financially hurting or anything like that. So I don't need nothing like that. You know what I'm saying?
So when Ferrari did the whole robe thing and posed for the photo, did you think that was corny?
I laughed like everybody else. You know what I'm saying? I don't take this stuff as serious as people do. You know what I'm saying? It's not that serious. It definitely was what it looked like. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I keep my mouth shut a lot.
Well, speaking of your mouth shut, did you see her sucking dick on that one video? Because that wasn't your dick, right? Because one of the dicks looks like it needs some God kind of fucking, it needs some prayer or something. Like that dick was so struggling. I wanted to call that nigga's mama and say, bitch, you made a dick. Listen, I'm going to address this.
This is going to be the last time I address it. This for everybody, too, and all the other blogs, too.
For those listening, there's two dicks. One is his, and one is a nigga who needs to kill himself immediately.
Listen, this is the last time I'm addressing on any platform, so y'all getting it, and that's going to be that.
Got it.
There is only one video.
No.
Nice.
The other one is not her.
It's not?
What?
It's not her. The other one of someone having sex, it's not her.
The show do look like her.
It's not her. It's somebody, I'm not saying who it is, but I know who that person is.
Is it Keke?
She's from D.C. No, it's not Keke. I'm not going to put her name in it, because it's... She's who she is.
I don't know these hoes like
that. The video that came out was, of course it was me. You know, I'm never going to own up to nobody else's penis. You know, come on. I don't think no man would do no dumb stuff like that. You feel me?
Yeah, yeah.
So
this is the one of her giving. This is like, the one of her giving head.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. Okay, so that was the only video of China.
Okay.
Okay, well, we have a lot of questions.
Before we go there, you have a nice penis, by the way, just having looked at it.
And awkward.
Listen. I feel like men nowadays need to be able to give each other compliments. Like, yo, my man, that's a nice dick.
Yeah.
Like, my nigga,
that doesn't have to be gay.
James is fresh, my God. Her hair is dope. Not his dick.
Nigga, first of all, every guest has been on the show, including Tank. You've told about how you get your ass eat. You told about how your dick's online. You want somebody to Google your dick and go, man, damn, nigga, that's a pretty nice little dick. No, we're not going to give you that. But anyway, shout out to you. I just wanted to clear that because I really feel like if I was walking around the streets and people thought my dick was fucked up, I would have issues. So we've cleared the air that whack dick is not yours and that nigga's somewhere right now killing himself. Thank you.
Okay.
And he said that's not Black China and the other tape.
Right.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So here's the question about the tape. Who leaked it?
I don't know.
Nigga hit you with
the I don't know.
Okay, so whose phone was
that
recorded
that was the same
on?
Reaction my daddy had when my mom know. Said it's short. What? What? No, he's not. Slowly.
Okay, whose phone was it recorded on? I mean, listen.
It wasn't my phone.
It wasn't recorded on your phone.
You can read this. No, says it was recorded on her phone.
Yeah, it
was. Okay, so it was recorded on your phone. And
no,
you,
it wasn't recorded
phone.
On my
On her phone. My bad.
Stop trying to indict my boy and some shit.
And so you were holding the phone. Obviously, because her hands clearly. Were busy.
Yeah. I mean, she had other things.
Because her hands were busy.
I'm just clarifying. Okay, look, everybody at this table has made a thing.
I have not.
You have never made a sex tape?
Never. You know why?
You go through my goddamn phone right now. You hear me?
Okay, calm down, Gio. Shit.
Well, that's because you're going to end up on NBC How to Catch a Predator.
What?
You getting used to tape. You getting used to tape as we talk. You just we come for each other every day. Let's keep moving. We'll clean this up. All right. So
okay. So you didn't release it. It was on her phone. Mm-hmm. You were just holding it, and then lo and behold,
great camera work, bro.
This tape kind of just.
First off, your eyes are listen. I'm trying to listen to what you're saying right now, but it's your like, eyes and lips and everything is going crazy.
And Melissa,
right now.
You did say that if you were to fuck with a guy, he had to have a big penis. And now that we've cleared it up, that he ain't the one with the crutch dick. He, you know,
the crutch dick.
Okay, listen, so stop. Do not barter my vagina.
Okay, I won't. I haven't tried to give it away in a long time.
Nope, not
okay.
A long
but
time,
here we are going to do something here on the show that we've never done before. This is an uncensored moment that will go down in history. So, you know, Melissa was just recently at a dinner with Black China, and there were conversations about, you know, asses, because Melissa has an infamous ass that has been plastered on walls in prisons all across the country. Black China, who you've dated and been romantic with, has had an interesting ass. She has a lot of ass. I don't know how much is real and how much is not, but what I'd like to know from you, because only you can tell the audience the difference between what people think is a fake ass and a real ass is by touching a real one. So, Melissa.
What?
That's not really true, though, because you got fake asses spilling like real ones.
Well, I was trying to line up you grabbing Melissa Ford's ass. You just fucked that up.
That's true.
No, listen. Just tell me to dive in.
Speaking of Trey Songz. Call me back, nigga.
But I really want to ask you this. Did you ever find yourself actually liking her, seeing yourself being with her seriously? Or did you just feel like it was just going to be like a in the moment thing?
I mean, he's 24.
I mean, but still, it's a lot of people that's 24 that's out here getting wifed up.
24, he was 24 from D.C. Michi So Crazy's in his name, and he with Black China. And you asking, was he about to walk her down the aisle?
I mean, I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying, did you feel like, was it just a day-by-day thing, just seeing where the
wind
blew?
Yeah, we were just having a good time.
So that answers the question
pretty
straightforwardly.
Did Tokyo Tony approve of you?
Yo, Tokyo Tony is.
She's hilarious.
No comment.
I just saw her online the other day.
That's the first no comment we've ever received on the show, right?
Yeah.
We've never received a no comment. He's been
That's
media
right.
trained. His publicist must be in the room. Let's clear the room. All right. So, I saw a rumor online that said she used to babysit you. Was that some bullshit?
The only thing I know about China is. My single like that is coming out Sunday, and it's in China, Tokyo, everywhere. You can go get that.
You're getting to that. Okay.
So he has been media trained.
You can go get
deflection
that.
Like okay, a motherfucker.
So listen, I think we beat Black China to death. The topic. Okay, so you used to, so you, like you said, you were in the group A4I?
Yeah, no, 4EY.
4EY.
Yeah, it stands for Forever Young.
So for me, not knowing the history of that, explain that group. What was the makeup of the group?
Well, I was a solo artist first, then another guy was a solo artist, his name was Kenny. Mm-hmm. We both got signed to a production company. The guy was like, you know what, you guys should be a group. We needed one more member, so we got another member. Once we did that, start doing vocal lessons, media training, dance.
And you were signed to what label?
It was called Forever Young Music. It was an independent label in DC.
Okay.
Yeah. So once we did that, we for a year straight, maybe a year, year and a half straight, we just media training, vocal lessons, dance choreography. We didn't touch a studio. We didn't touch anything until we were.
You were just invested in being prepared for it.
Exactly. And once we first came out, did our first show at a high school in DC, it went mayhem.
So the Scoot Over song that inspired
the Scoot Over song.
What was it? So what was the dance crave? Like a
it was, you know, kind of
like a Dougie,
the stuff that you see now, like the Hit Them Folks and Nays and mm-hmm. stuff like that. We just kind of incorporated everything into one.
You know, you have 340.
And we went to Atlanta to make the video.
You have 340-year-olds at the table. We don't know much about that.
Nah, y'all know about it.
Can you do
y'all
this?
On social media? Y'all
can,
know about
can
it.
Can you do the song, the dance?
I never seen it before. Oh. The Scoot Over.
Okay. You're a dancer. In fact, when we take a break and get to some music, what I'd like to do is pull it up on YouTube and you come back and do it for the viewing audience.
No. Okay.
Damn, this is a struggle.
Continue on, though.
So I met your brother and when we were in Miami vaguely, and then I met him again in Vegas. Vegas. We actually ended up at the same club together. He's on the business side of the business, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so he's working with a friend of mine, Kyle Kuzma.
Yeah.
Who's a good
shout out to the bro Kyle? Yeah,
he's dope. He just got back from China. Okay, so now that you're single now.
Yeah, my single.
No, are you single now?
You talking about my single or my single?
We're gonna get to.
No, no, no. I'm single. I'm definitely like single. Okay. I'm definitely single, for sure. So, the DMs, ladies.
Melissa.
As a matter of fact, give me your phone. Let me look at your DMs.
You
I swear I won't.
If you gotta put your number. You gotta put your number in there. It ain't no.
This is the first time.
Don't worry about the DMs. Don't worry about the DMs.
You supposed to shoot your shot. This is how.
No. Safari did. Safari rubbed coconut oil on me, for God's sake.
That's
yo.
True.
That was epic.
Wow. I gotta go back and watch that.
So okay. So you're single now. Let me ask. This is just for inquiry minds. So when your dick hits the internet and it's favorable and it's in your favor, do your DMs blow up? Like did celebrity women slide in your DMs?
I mean, to be completely honest, there's too many. I don't really check them. I don't really check them.
Did Lil Uzi slide in your DMs?
Wow.
Okay, so have you fucked any other celebrity women that you've never told anybody about, but you want to tell us today?
Nah.
Damn, you're a fucking hater. I swear.
Nah, I haven't.
Oh God.
Do you want to give Rob Kardashian a hug at least?
Not at all.
Okay. So now that you're focused on the music.
Yes,
now,
sir.
Do you sing or rap or both?
I started off rapping when I first got into it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't have the tools and the outlets to vocal lessons and things mm-hmm. like that. So I can't rap.
But you sing, you know, too.
But I sing. That's okay. My main focus.
So you sing and rap. And I kind of
singing and dancing. I'm the new Genuine, Trey, Chris, all of that. All that in one. You put all that in one and you get me. You
wow. Without, that's a big statement,
without the drugs, arthritis, tax issues.
I'm talking about the talent. The personalized can stay where they at.
Right.
Talent-wise, you know what I'm saying?
Did you struggle at all when you started developing and putting out new music of wanting people to just focus on the music and not focus on the personal?
I can say that, especially after going through the previous situations. You know what I'm saying? It's... Right now, it's just time for everybody to see really who I am mm-hmm. and my talent. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, you see me, I'm Michi, I'm this, China's this, but at the end of the day, I'm Michi so crazy. I sing, I dance, and I can actually do this.
Yeah, I would say you didn't, you know, I pay attention to online all day long. I be on social, and we write stories, and we post about 50, 60 posts a day. And the difference between you and some of these other guys, I've said even to Melissa, and when I ran into Amber Rose at
Coachella.
Oh, I said
Amber's dope. Shout out to Amber.
Yeah, I said, some of these women, some of these niggas in the industry nowadays use women to get on. Like, it is a stepping stool to get on, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I didn't get that from you. I didn't get that you
were.
No,
not at all.
So, if you were at, what was it, Magic Mountain, or Disneyland, would you have grabbed the stroller out of her hand when she was trying to beat that girl
up?
No, because you seem like a responsible person. Like, you're personable, you're approachable, you're always positive. You're not what I expect or expected from somebody who was enthralled in that kind of scandal.
Well, I guess y'all know that I didn't want it to happen then.
Right.
Did you guys, are you guys on good terms with each other?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, she need to promote the single because she promoting YFN or YBN. What's his name?
Oh, shit, I don't know. It's a lot of them YF three letters.
The 18-year-old boy.
Yeah, okay. China. The video comes out too Sunday, and promote it.
So like you got a visual for the song?
Yeah, I got a visual. The song drops on Sunday along with the visual.
What's the vibe of the song, man? I want to hear his joint.
Well, the song is called Like That. So yeah, what are we saying?
Like that.
What, when we say like that, like what?
Well, basically, the song is about me hooking up. Basically, I have a mistress, you know what I'm saying? I got a secret mistress. And look.
No, because I'm trying to see if this is art imitating life.
No, I got a mistress.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? I got a girlfriend. She got a boyfriend, and we're hooking up at the same time because we who we want to be with.
Hold on, like that.
Let's slow down, right?
No, but like listen, that. Let me finish though. Listen, but the reason why it's like
so
that.
Crazy.
Listen, the reason why it's like that is because at the end of the day, we keep hooking up, we keep doing our thing. You know what I'm saying? Having a good time. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of that, you got to leave and go back to your dude. It's like, why are you putting it on me? Why are you doing
like
me like that?
It
you
be
know,
like
you know what
that.
I'm saying? Like,
so you need to get somebody like Melissa in the video. You know, Melissa used to do videos.
Bro. Yeah.
That, this you got Melissa in the video, bro. You will. That would be legendary.
Stop it.
Be legendary.
Yeah, so Melissa.
Yes.
You down to do my next video, Melissa?
I'm retired.
First of all.
and the right video.
Let's put a pin in that.
Like that?
Like that. Shout out to my team, too, man. My team.
You came in here heavy with the entourage.
I don't even think. I mean, Cardi came with one person. Who else have we had? Well, Floyd has come in with a crew. Yeah.
Amber came in with a small village, too.
Amber had a small village.
Yeah, a small village of people. Mm. Everybody seemed to be blonde.
So, yeah. Wow. So, what do you think the biggest misperception has been about you?
That you did it, that you leaked it, probably.
No, I honestly don't think people really thought that.
The reason why I asked the question, let me be clear: his life is much bigger than Black China. I mean, like, this, like
100%.
In your whole life, whether it's on a local level or a national level.
Listen, that was my biggest problem. You know what I'm saying? When everything came out about that situation, I wasn't happy. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been grinding for years.
Did you feel like the work you put in and who you were got lost in all that?
Yes, for sure. I felt like it definitely set me back a little bit. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because when you get that much type of notoriety, it kind of overshadows everything that you've been doing. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I was in a group. I was solo. I've been grinding for like 5-6 years before that even happened. Mm-hmm. And I was about to. I had stuff on the table literally when that happened, but they didn't want to associate their brand with that type of stuff. So I kind of lost stuff too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So
hate when that happens.
Yeah. So when that happened, that was my biggest challenge right there, dealing with. All right, now I gotta rebrand. I gotta mm-hmm. redo a whole lot of stuff.
And I mean, you can't live every day defending yourself either. Mm-hmm. Like you can't go and.
That's why now it's just I'm gonna just let my work show for itself. Mm-hmm. That's why I just been putting in the hours.
Listen,
now.
You definitely moving in, like moving around. I mean, every time I pop up, there's Michi so crazy.
Yeah, I never seen you out before. I've seen
you out a couple times before though. I seen you out a couple times.
That's
especially around BT weekend.
That's because when
I'm out here around BT weekend,
he say he see you around the nigga weekend. But you know that's because when he's out, he's chilling, he's low key. You're out, all over the place.
No, I'm not.
Last night we went to the live music joint. What'd you do? You went to the bar and then you wanted me to follow you walking across the live audience.
First off, I walked in there like a goddamn boss. You understand me? I couldn't even get to the bar without saying hi to everybody fucking pulling me to say what's up.
You walked into a live music
Living Legend
library like
well,
a boss.
I'm the OG host of that spot, so I could do it.
Living
but
God
yeah, it's nice to meet you, Michi.
he's going to ask you to follow him after the show.
Of course I am. We're going to network up in this piece.
Nah, for sure.
So your childhood, what was your childhood like? What do your parents think of where you are, where you were, where you, what you went through?
Well,
where
first off, shout out to my mom and dad in one, my mother.
Amen.
Do they live? Are they still together?
No, I'm talking about my mom and dad in one. My mom, she's my mom and dad in one.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, for sure. Just growing up, single family home. You know, it's five of us, four boys, one girl. Mm. You know,
Your mom's a G.
Yeah, she's the real OG. She's the real hero.
His brother Will is good looking too.
Oh Lord, Heavenly Father, this.
You ain't got to pray to God because I told Will myself. I said, God, damn, and he had on some expensive ass shoes, which means he getting money. He had them silver Gucci's on. All right, so there's how many kids?
It's five of us, four boys and one girl.
And you were all raised.
And I got two sisters on my father's side as well, but I didn't meet them till I was about 17, 18, you know.
Your mother raised all five of you?
Yeah.
Together?
Yeah.
Damn.
One bedroom, two bedroom, and then to her getting us five bedroom. You know what I'm saying? Wow. All by herself.
Wow. God bless you, Mom.
Yeah, for sure.
So in D.C., were you like, because you seem like a good-hearted person. Were you in the streets? You weren't, were you a trapper?
No, I wasn't. My older brother was, he was that guy. You know what I'm saying?
But Will, or you have an older one?
No, I got an older brother. Okay. Yeah, he actually just came home. He did about 8 years. So,
oh, man.
Yeah, so that was his route. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And we learned from his mistakes. My mother, she had the talent to keep us focused. You know what I'm saying? Sports, school. You know what I'm saying? She kept all of that stuff separate. You know what I'm saying? So we just blessed. That's all I can say. Really just blessed. Because the life that I lived growing up was pretty crazy.
Is D.C.
you
know rough?
Hell yeah.
It ain't no easy place to come out of.
Which part of D.C. are you in? Northwest? Northeast?
Yeah, Northeast.
Yeah, I remember when I was like Lady Hennessy and I had to do activations at liquor stores. There was one liquor store, I feel like it was like in maybe Northwest.
No liquor store is safe.
But the guys handling the account, they were like, stay in the car.
Yeah, no.
Lock the doors. Stand outside. I was like.
Mm-hmm. And you wonder why I wasn't doing bookings.
You look the way you look.
Oh, I couldn't get out the car. There's parts of D.C. that are frightening. And that's the worst part is like the homeless problem in D.C. and the White House is there. That's where ground zero for politics.
I will never forget Baltimore. I went there for an event. I went to Baltimore for an event with Ted Kennedy years ago. And I took a taxi to find a Western Union. And this 13-year-old rode up on the car and asked me if I wanted crack. I was offended on many levels. Like, nigga, do I look like I want your crack?
He said he was 13.
13?
Man, he out there getting it.
It's real.
You know, roll up on a random nigga like, yo, you want some D?
The DMV area, man, it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Yeah, there's some really pretty parts, and then there's some parts that are very hidden away from, you know, the naked eye.
So what are you doing now? So during BET weekend, you're going to be out here,
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm going to be here, for sure.
Are you lining stuff up? Are you going to perform? Like, where can people see? I need to be invited to one of your live performances.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Definitely. I'm serious.
Yeah, I think I may perform at The Experience, actually.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah.
I did it before when I was in the
Experience.
Group, so. Oh, dope. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Would you ever do a diss track about Black China?
No,
never.
What? She's a good friend of mine.
The reason why I ask is because, you know, when they break up, then all of a sudden there's a song that comes out when the visual kind of elaborates to the life that they live together.
Man, I am here for the women. I don't want to degrade women in no type of way.
That's honorable.
They already receiving a lot of that type of stuff, you know what I'm saying? I want to uplift them.
That's good shit, bro.
Yeah,
that's
good. I love it. Yeah.
So you ain't got no song about bitch come over and suck this dick.
Nah, I ain't got nothing. Nah.
Okay.
Nothing like that.
Wait, so are you like an R&B crooner kind of person? Like, are you singing like, baby, I love you? I want to like have kids and a dog with you. Or are you like, I want to put this in you and you know?
No, listen, I that's why I gave you that. G1, Trey, Chris, all in one.
And Bobby Brown.
Oh, yeah. Everybody always relate me to Bobby, too. Yeah.
Well, dancing and, Bobby was a bad boy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, but his music, though.
So let me ask you, what do you think about this Drake and Pusha T beef?
I feel like I want to hear more. This stuff like this is entertaining to me. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we need stuff like this. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Only because not we never need blacks going against blacks, first off. You know what I'm saying? I'm not, when I say that, I don't mean that. But as far as for the hip hop culture, I feel like it's interesting. It brings more views. It brings more people who actually doing research to see. You know what I'm saying? For those who don't know, Pusha T is he's lit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He can actually spit and he been doing this.
No, you know what I'm saying?
So a lot of people may not be aware, but they probably woke now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like it's dope. It's entertaining to watch.
So, okay, so if you could have a beef with one R&B artist.
A beef?
No, because we had Eric Bellinger on the show.
Oh, shout out to Evie. That's
you know, Eric Bellinger was on the show, and basically he said Tory Lanez is a damn thief and he has no real talent. So they clearly have a problem
That's
with each other.
That's hysterical.
What if you could have beef?
I forgot about that.
And I don't, Tory Lanez don't like me because I said his feet can't touch the ground, but it's true. He's short. Tory Lanez.
Make sure my feet can touch the ground.
Your feet touch the ground. Are those Yeezys?
Yeah.
What do you think about Kanye West and all the drama that he's been going through? I mean, he said slavery wasn't real.
He said it was a choice.
Yeah.
Choice.
I think everybody agreed to disagree. Mm-hmm. You know, I disagree with the statement, but
you'll still support him.
Yeah,
like
no,
meaning like there's a balance.
Of course,
like
I'm always support.
What's fly or what's
black entrepreneurs? Period. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter to any. You know what I'm saying? Because if we don't do it, who else will? You know what I'm saying? We got to lead by example at some point.
How much is this media training or really you? Because you're not. Because your ass has been
facts.
You've been through the Desperate Housewives training. The media
he's
for
very
sure.
Very diplomatic. Super
this
diplomatic.
I gotta learn. I'm reading the 48 Laws of Power. Where'd it go? And in that book, it talks about how much your reputation is everything. And I thought, damn, how am I going to fix mine?
That's deep.
That wasn't deep. Okay, so the song Like That and the visual drop, the 10th?
Yeah, the 10th. This Sunday.
This Sunday. Why are you dropping it on the Lord's Day?
No, it's actually 2 days away from my birthday. So it's just...
Okay.
It's a marketing.
You're a Gemini?
Yeah, of course. The best sign.
You're turning 25. No. Geminis are fucking evil. And I'm going to tell
you
why
y'all first
evil.
Off, we're not. We're not evil. We definitely have two sides. We got a good side. We got a bad side. Just stay on the good side and everything cool.
So let me say the evil part isn't violent.
No, it's not violent.
No, not violent. But I mean, like Geminis, yes, you have two sides, but the evil part for me is y'all switch up. Like the switch be like,
yeah,
boom.
It's a quick switch, but it's only when you fucking vote.
That dark side, mean fuckers.
Well, listen, I'm nice.
My father was a Gemini. He was born May 29th. Nice. And I swear to God, that man was like the nicest person. Everybody loved him. But when he was in a bad mood, I swear to God, it was like a bad smell entered the house. I was like, fuck it, I'm out of here. I can't deal.
Maybe the bad smell
well,
was
listen,
weed.
I'm...
No, definitely wasn't.
I'm probably
it was
the nicest one you're going to meet. So you might want to...
Kanye's
stay
a Gemini.
With me.
You know? So,
Kanye, Tupac. You know, you got a lot of the graces.
Kanye is not... Does not come off mean, but that switch...
It's a fucking switch.
I mean, he calls it bipolar. I call it Gemini.
Yeah, my daughter's a Gemini. Some days I'm daddy. Some days I'm this, that nigga. And that's verbatim.
So Perez Hilton was just on the show a couple weeks ago, and he and I both offered Rihanna. We were offered to eat her pussy because we would do it for charity. You know, both of us gay niggas would just eat her pussy, and it would go viral. If What's so funny?
Y'all you say like, do it for charity.
Yo, I mean, you are wild.
Listen, Rihanna knows. She watches the show. Ree, you know I love you, and I'll fuck somebody up for you, but I am not eating that pussy unless it's going to save kids 50 cents a day across the world or some shit. All right, so what? I don't know what the question was I was going to ask, but Rihanna's pussy popped up.
Yeah.
No, What other celebrities do you want to collaborate with? There was no segue into that, so I just threw Rihanna's pussy on the table.
Yeah, what artist would you like to collaborate with on your music side?
Definitely Kanye, definitely Drake. You know, mm-hmm. Chris will be dope, of course. Jason Derulo, Usher. And I also want to collab with, like, I don't know if you guys should be familiar, but Ready for the World?
Yeah.
Because I got a song called Tonight. I kind of like
sample something from them.
Yeah. So that leads me back to what
which
I'm about
song
to say.
From Ready
yeah.
to, which
it's
song?
Called, it's called Tonight.
No. Which song from Ready Tonight is Ready for the World?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you think mm-hmm. Usher and R. Kelly should be able to make music anymore now that they're giving herpes away like that?
What?
It's true.
First off, I feel like people's personal lives should never affect their music. First off, because
you know you cannot.
These are two legendary artists that mm-hmm. put it all in this music business for years. You mm-hmm. feel me? And I'm still having sex to R. Kelly.
No, it's true. But I'll tell you this: if you having sex to R. Kelly, and I'm sure, hopefully, you're using condoms, right?
Of course.
Okay, so say now here you are having condom filled sex, and that R. Kelly.
Ain't nobody thinking about his personal life.
No, but when he hit that one note, you think, damn, like what if he does bump and grind? I mean, when you hear bump and grind, you gonna think herpy, bump. Y'all niggas are slow.
Don't y'all know we got that shit.
All right. Well, listen, I people out there listening to the interview, I've seen you have a lot of interviews online. I don't judge. I ain't going to say I didn't judge a little bit, because when everything was going on, I judged Rob. I judged China. I judged you. I judged everybody.
She judged Julia.
But having now met you personally, privately, away from cameras and all that, you've been consistent, which is rare. You know, which is rare. You've been consistent, and you've just been like a super cool person. So like, I hope this industry and that experience doesn't change.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, Bobby came in and introduced himself to everybody.
You're just
in the
trying to get a vibe because you want him to follow you on Instagram.
Jason,
I feel like the industry changed people that doesn't really work for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I come from nothing. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't nothing nobody could do or say to me or put in front of me to ever make me change for nobody. And then that goes back to my team. You know, I got superstar producer Troy Taylor. He's did everything with Trey Songz, Neighbors Know My Name, Penny Dropper. He's done everything. You know, he got a whole team over there, writers, producers, everything. You know, shout out to them, Corey Love, my brothers, my whole So Crazy Entertainment. You know, everything. My team is so solid. And my support system is so solid, with just down all the way down to my mom, my brothers, and my sisters. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like nothing can change, nothing that I got going on, period.
You don't have any kids yet?
Nah, not yet.
Okay. Do you want kids?
Of course, yeah.
Like lots of kids? Or
No. I can't do what my mom did. She's the hero, and I'm going to let her be that hero for raising five, but I ain't going to be able to do that.
Well, listen, I hope you stay the same. I hope you don't let this reckless-ass industry you know, I said something similar to what you said. I said, no matter how much money I make, no matter how much success I have.
Get it together. Come on.
Okay. I'm trying to let you get out of here without saying some real flagrant shit.
Like what?
Because I came in cocked and loaded.
Oh, God.
All right. What I was going to say... Bitch.
Damn. He wasn't letting that go. He wasn't letting that one go.
What I was going to say was, you know, like, don't let the industry, like, jade you. Because one thing I had said before was, no matter how much money I make, no matter how much success I have, or no matter how big Hollywood Unlocked or whatever gets, I will never let my career dictate my character. Like, I'm going to always be that nigga from Stockton who was in foster care, who struggled, and who, you know, dug himself out of it to figure it out, you know? Would say, like, I can say personally, and everybody know I'm going to say what I think and what I feel. I have met you a few times and you've just been solid. So just keep being that
appreciate
person.
It for sure. Mm-hmm. Always.
Now, tough. Melissa, you can let them grab your ass and do the ass test before we leave out of here.
On that note, thank you so much for joining us.
Me too.
Hashtag me too.
Like That comes out this Sunday.
Yeah, this Sunday. Like That.
Download it.
Yeah.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Oh, God.
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.